Your brain out, Jordan Lear.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Give it up for yourselves. Yeah. Who's celebrating? Anybody getting high today? Who's getting high? Anybody? Yeah, doing it. Why not? You know, I just, hurry up and wake and bake before work every day. Why not do it today, too? Why not? You know, I just... As a dedicated stoner, today's the one day that I don't have to smoke.
Welcome to the Jordan Lear program. Happy 420. 420, if you can even crawl to the fucking start line to begin your weed smoking day. You pot smokers, are you chronic smokers? Are you chronic weed smokers? All you fucking incels out there, all you conspiracy theorists, all you 45, 47, only if she's 5'3 on January 6th. Wait, those aren't all lumped together. Are they kidding me? Maybe. I don't know. I smoke the weed. You know, doesn't everyone? Remember in college, I didn't really smoke weed. I didn't smoke weed in high school or before then at all. And then in college, you're on Michigan State's campus, and you're like, go green, blow white, go green, blow white, smoke green, blow white. I didn't do cocaine in college. Did I? Nah, not there, that's for sure. Anyways, I remember realizing 420 was a holiday then, because you see... I don't know, when you're a kid, you watch pro wrestling in the 90s, and if you're watching Monday Night Raw, they've got, fucking WCW sucks sign over here, they got Austin 316, and there's always a 420 sign in there. And I remember not, like, what the fuck's 420? Like, you ask your parents, like a dumbass, like, hey, Dad, what's 420 mean? And he's like, don't you fucking worry about it. And then my friends at school... told me it means weed, and I'm like, why does 420 mean weed, and why does 69 mean sex, and why does 316 mean whooping ass? I just remember being a kid and being confounded, just like, I don't know what sex is, I don't know what violence is, I don't know what drugs are, but I know that 420 means drugs, and I know that 316 means violence, and I know that 69 means doing it, whatever that is. What's 420, 316 plus fucking 69? What is it? Okay, I won't do the math in my head right now. I used to be good at math. I swear to God, I was good at advanced math. 420 plus 316 equals 4 plus 37. 456. No. 436. 530. You're fucking me up. 736. 420 plus 316. 3 plus 4. No, start at the other. 6 plus 0 is 6. It ends in a 6. 2 plus 1 is 3. Ends in 36. 7. 736. Oh, God, now I got it. 69. 736. Who's with me? Someone text me the answer real quick. 736 plus 69. Oh, fuck, I'm going to have to carry some shit the fuck over now. 9 plus 6, 15. It ends in a 5. Gotta carry that one over. 3 plus 6 is 9. We're gonna get some shit going on too. 9, 5. Fuck me, I'm all fucked up. They say fucking 2. No, no, no. 36 plus 6 is 9. Plus 1. Okay, so it's 0. Carry that 1 over again. Do you carry the 1? Fuck, is this... This is a good podcast, right? Oh, ends in a 5. It's gonna be 700 plus... It's gonna be 800. It's gonna push it over in 5. 805. I'm gonna say that. 805. It's 8 plus 5. I get into numerology. I had a whole fucking numerology. Sometimes I take numbers and I add them together. That sounds so stupid. I like numbers, I add them together. But 8 and 5 would be 13. Ooh, it's a magic. 13's, woo. If you add all those, that's creepy a little bit. If you add 420, 316, and 69 together, the sum is 805, I think, if that's right in my head. And then 8 plus 5 is 13, and 13, we all know, is witchy, witchy, yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh. I put a spell on you. Do, 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 do. Dun, 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 dun. And now you're fucked because you're... I went off the rails on this 420 episode. Or did I? Anyways. In college, I figured out that April 20th was the weed holiday because by then I was smoking weed. So your stoner friend that you buy drugs off of is like, meet at such such place. They cooked the cake with weed in it. And I'm like, fucking A. And then you always end up drinking at the end of 420. In the middle of it, really. I don't know. Didn't they say like Hitler's birthday was 420? Am I fucking wrong? Or his death day? They really wrapped up the 90s and shit. They're like, it's drugs and Hitler. Fuck society. It's like, oh, easy. I don't know what any of those are. I'm still 69 is whooping ass or sex. Which one? Maybe both. Then you get older and you're like, oh, they're fucking, there's a whole category that intertwines those too. 316, 69, 420, WCW sucks. Or it was in LA once, and I went to this, it was Doug Benson doing his live podcast about movies or some shit. It was great. People take signs to it, and I took, like, they take, like, because he's a fan of pro wrestling, you know, and so people, like, I could be wrong about why they do, but people take signs, and he, like, points them out and talks about them. It was, like, a segment, and I took WCW sucks, and and all these fucking artsy kids around me, all these fucking 19-year-olds living off their fucking parents, looking at me weird, going, why is Women Crush Wednesday suck? I'm like, it's World Championship Wrestling, you know? And then you might get some fucking smartass who's like, WCW doesn't suck? And I'm like, it's a reference to Monday Night Raw from 1999, whenever the Monday Night Wars were going on, and people would... You fucking dumb fuck. I know. I like WCW. I like NWO and Rey Mysterio and Ted Turner. Like, I know, dude. I know. Fuck you guys. Fucking artsy kids. I love them. Whatever. It's good entertainment. That podcast had a huge fucking fight at it. Was that the one I was at that was fight? Or did I go to two of his? Anyway, I went to one where he had the cast of this movie called Catfight on. With Sandra Oh and Anne Heche, who is now dead, too. It's a great movie called Catfight, actually, about these two women that fight, and it takes place over years, and they have these epic fights that, you know, not to give it away, but it gives them amnesia after each fight, and their lives completely change, and they come back for revenge and all this shit. It's a fucking amazing movie. Anyways... Doug Benson has the cast on, and he has the director, and Sandra Oh, and Anne Heche. And Anne Heche is, like, drunk or something or whatever. It's, if you follow her life afterwards, something bad. She was not mentally well, anyways, to put it lightly, because she died by fucking driving full speed. Crazy. I don't know if it was intentionally or not, but she actually died a few years back slamming into some fucking house in Culver City and lit on fire. Anyway, she was not well. Anyways, she keeps interrupting Doug Benson at this fucking podcast while he's trying to start it. And for real. And he's like, hey, will you guys cut it out? Her and the director, not Sandra Oh, but to the other two, and Haitian, the director, owner something is the guy's name. And Anne Hayes, she's like, yeah, sure, I'll shut up on the thing I'm not even getting paid at to do, you know, because you go to a podcast for as a favor, you know, it's kind of for your own career to boost it, but you usually don't get paid for those things. Sometimes they do. Anyway, she goes, yeah, even though I'm not getting paid to do this, and Doug Benson goes, oh, I'll give you $20 to leave. And then she fucking, and then the director gets all pissed off. He's like, you're a fucking asshole. And then he's like, you know what? You get the fuck out of here too. And gives her like $20 and she takes it. And I think she like throws it towards the crowd or some shit. She's like, I'll gladly go home to my child. Like early. I don't know. Fuck. Anyways, it was so cool. I live for fucking moments like that. I live for fucking chaos. I fucking, you know, or at least if it happens, you can't not saying you want to be in there. I'm not trying to fucking jump in there, but if it's happening in a live setting, like, you know, no one was getting hurt. They weren't fist fighting. It wasn't fucking crazy evil, but the verbal thing, let it happen. Especially that, like, I come for a show. This is some real shit. They're really arguing. Fuck. That's why I go to Broadway. I go to Broadway so people, like, their phones will go off and they interrupt the cast and the cast gets pissed off. Like, I love that fucking shit. Never stop doing that. Anyways, WCW, Women Crush Wednesday, 420. What am I, you know, what am I going to do for fucking, as a person who smokes weed, you know, pretty frequently, honestly, you know, people are like, oh, what do you do on 420, and probably the same thing I do every day, Pinky. Try to take over the world. Duh, you know. The weed. You know, the reason why some people smoke weed is because everyone else is so fucking weird out there, you know. And so on a holiday like this, where everyone's like, yeah, let's all smoke weed. Even the people that don't usually smoke weed, they're like, yeah, fuck yeah, it's 420. You know, that gives the people that chronically smoke weed a chance to be like, fuck, I can take a day off. Finally, you guys have chilled out. So I don't got to fucking relieve the stress before I even walk in to fucking be around your presence. You fucking uptight motherfuckers. Oh man, you know, there's some states in the middle of this fine country we have here that if they fucking just baked out for like 2 weeks, some people could get some shit done, because the dumbasses would quit fucking telling people to do dumb shit. Anyways, I don't have any good ideas. Don't accept any of my ideas. Don't act on any of them. They're dumb. They're stupid. They're dumb. I don't even know what I'm saying. It's a fictional narrative I'm constructing. None of this is real. It's for art's sake. I didn't even mean to make this a 420 episode, because obviously it's not going to come out on 420. Today's 420. I'm recording it. Yeah, it'd be so weed-like to release the 420 episode after 420. That's so stoner on brand. And I'm doing it. Or I'm not, because I got high. What are you doing movies-wise? Movies-wise, I guess I should have wrote these down. Here's another top of my head. There's like math at the top of my head. You got to let it fly. Let it be raw and organic. Like the best sex. Movies about weed would be How High, obviously. How High 2. Half-Baked. You know, any scene from That 70s Show where it's going around in a circle and they're getting high, they're smoking weed. Edward Norton has a movie where he plays himself and he plays two twins, and one of them's a stoner. It's called Leaves of Grass. It's about growing weed. Cheech and Chong, there's some good shit. They got like 7 or 8 movies. You know, Tommy Chong directed all those motherfuckers. The guy's like a fucking film director. You know, they're both a good comedy duo, but Tommy Chong is the fucking... Cheech Marin is a really good actor, though. You ever see him in Tin Cup? Maybe I'll watch Tin Cup for 420. Yeah, I like that idea. Tin Cup with Kevin Costner. You know, 20 years from now, no one's going to remember who won the U.S. Open in 1990-whatever, but they're going to remember that shot. Fucking love Tin Cup. Well, there's no clubs left in the bag there, Romeo. You happy? Nah, man. I'm not happy. I'm tired. Cheech Marin should have been nominated for an Academy Award for that fucking movie. He should have won. I don't care what. You give him a Golden Award this year. Cheech Marin's a great actor. Cheech Marin. Pinky in the Brain. I feel like I should come up with more weed references before I get off this fucking topic. Maybe I'll come back to it. Maybe I'll find the weed movies later in the program. All right. Next segment. Welcome back to the program, sponsored by, on this weed holiday of 420, brought to you by Big Tobacco. Get your fucking cigarettes on. Start smoking some Marlboros, Marlboro Lights, Marlboro Reds, Camels, Camel Crush, Camel Menthol, cool, Candy Crush, cool Candy Crush. Don't be vaping that shit. Like some little pussy-ass biatch. That's nothing for you. None of those American spirits either, you fucking pussy-ass. I only smoke all natural. Get the fucking chemicals, okay? None of this fucking roll up your own and put it in, and even with the filter, it fucking looks nice. If you are going to do that and you want to call it a real fucking cigarette, you better go grab some household chemicals and put it in there. Because remember whenever they told you, they're like, most of an actual cigarette's not even nicotine. It's not nicotine. It's like shit you find in laundry detergent. And fucking, I'm like, yeah, that's why it gets you so. Because it's like meth you can get at the gas station over the counter that gets taxed. Don't do any of that shit. Don't smoke cigarettes. Don't do any. Or do, I don't, or no, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do anything I recommend. Don't do anything I recommend. Don't do comedy. Comedy's the worst. You know how many people I know that have died from comedy? I'm not fucking around. I'm talking about Jack Knight, Neil Nanda, fucking... I almost named someone that's alive. Why did I almost say Robert Vertrees? Robert Vertrees is alive. brought to you by Big Tobacco. Weed. I remember having dumb conversations where you talk about bullshit. You know, shit that kind of doesn't exist as much anymore. You know, people used to be like, someday they'll have this, you know. They'll have no commercials on things. Someday they'll have all the movies on some device. You know, I remember back when weed was still wildly illegal in every state. And, you know, they hit you with the DARE program. Like, weed was fucking heroin, cocaine, and meth. And, like, it was, like, killing you or some shit. It's the gateway drug into this shit. And, you know, let's be honest. Most of that shit's true. Most people that do smoke weed all the time have a tendency to kind of be a loser. What are you going to do about it? But I can say that about anything. Most people that watch TV all the time. Most people that eat donuts all the fucking time. Most people that fucking... Anyways, I remember having dumb conversations when weed was wildly illegal. And friends would say, you know what? All of the cigarette companies, Marlboro, Camel Crush, Candy Crush, Cool Cigarettes, Menthol, Renshaw, Lucky Strike, not Americans, but all the cigarette companies, Big Tobacco, have their designs for weed cigarettes ready to go. Because they're so smart at thinking ahead business. They know one day it will be legal. One day it will be legal. And they're ready to take, they're going to take advantage of that fucking market. They're going to get the right the fuck in, you know. And I still ain't seen it, dude. Ain't right, it ain't right, mate. It's still, you know, it's the fucking alien third dimension weed, or it's like green, you know, there's green organic farm and farmeries and fisheries weed. It's like, you know, platinum ratinum on your fucking Skywalker fucking weed. It's not Marlboro weed yet. Unless they're being smart and just like giving them some weird fucking crazy trippy names and, you know, hiding behind the scenes because they don't want to mix up branding. That would make more sense if you're in for the money. You can't really. You'd be like, no, it's different models, different thing. You know. I smoke a lot of weed. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't know. I smoke every, if I'm drinking somewhere, like I'll smoke one, you know. And I mean like five a whole year. Because in general, I don't know. This isn't a fucking dissertation about my habits. Brought to you by Big Tobacco. I love it. Where's the Marlboro weed? Where is it? Where's Camel Cool Candy Crush weed? In the New York Times magazine. All right. Next segment. On to fan comments, questions, concerns. I had a fan ask for my autograph this week. By way, you know, they want it. A fan was sitting around the fucking lunch table apparently at school talking shit, and they're like, yo, I think my parents fucking know this dude who says a lot of bad words and we shouldn't listen to his podcast ever. Anyways, one of our friends from college, their kids, they're, I don't know, everyone watches Young Sheldon. I was on Young Sheldon for fucking, you know, dropping the bucket, three episodes, but I was on it, you know, and It's small town brag worthy, you know what I mean? I mean, it's anything brag worthy. I've literally brought it up to everyone who I've ever met. I try to squeeze it in conversation. Just kidding. Anyways, the fucking kid, they got a text from my friends and they're like, yo, the kid was bragging and feels like top shit. They're like, yo, I know someone, because they think this guy's fucking rich, you know, or some shit. I don't know if it's that. They think it's cool and I will take any sort of gratification I will get, because I'm an egomaniac. That's why I create a podcast with my name on it. Anyways, I will be sending that autograph. Thank you for that. Now on to the other fan comments. I get a lot of loyal fans. The podcast is growing. I love that. I'm up in subscribers. I'm up at sponsorships. I used to be sponsored by Played Against Sports. Now I'm sponsored by Big Tobacco, who's going to have weed someday. So I'm doing great. I'm getting more comments all the time. Please send in your comments. Comment on anything you can. You know, like and subscribe or block. Just block me. Send me something. This is a fan comment on one of my videos. They said, your videos are genuinely bad. You aren't funny, but I understand that it's not easy. You are persistent, though, so I'll give you that. And honestly, if you keep working at it, you will eventually make it. Exclamation mark. I agree with 99% of that statement. Okay, about them being bad, me not being funny, them understanding it's not easy, them telling me I'm persistent. I'm not persistent. This is a fucking accident. I'm not persistent. I disagree with that. So they'll give me that, but I disagree with you there. I'm not persistent. This is an accident, okay? I didn't put anything into motion. I'm just on this experience. I disagree with you that respectfully. I love this conversation. Then they said, and honestly, if you keep working at it, you will eventually make it. I disagree with you fucking there, sir, because I'm not going to keep working at it. I'm going to keep letting it happen. I'm not going to fucking force the situation. I'm just going to let it play out peacefully. So I disagree with you there, person. And telling me I'll eventually make it, I highly disagree. How would one make it if they are already there? Does 420 mean sex, or does it mean violence, or is it about drugs? So where are you going to make it to? You going to make it home tonight, huh? You going to make it home? Well, if you do, may God have mercy on your hot pocket, because it's waiting for you in the fucking freezer. So is a nice cigarette that you can roll up and smoke. And if it's American Spirit, don't fucking talk to me. I'll go off on a crazy tangent and change the fucking subject and use material out of literally nothing on this podcast. And I will fucking keep doing it until I run out of space on my phone. And then I'll just delete some and maybe keep going. And if I don't feel like it, I won't. And I'll be peaceful about it because I am content in my life. This is a person that's relaxed. Second mic drop. Fuck am I talking about? Next comment. What a crybaby. Exclamation mark. Like I was bitch. I'm like, yeah, make money in comedy. They're like, what a crybaby. All right, dad. You fucking. next comment. You're my guy. I'm worried about this individual. This person. Watch my podcast, which I've told you many times is crazy. Parental advisory. Don't try this at home. Unprofessionals are doing this and getting hurt in front of your eyes. Don't do this. This is made up bullshit. This is AI deep fake. This is Jordan Lear program isn't something you should follow. These are all things that you should avoid in life. Okay. That's why I put them down. I give you a bunch of movies that you don't have to watch and I explain them. Okay. The main part of this podcast, I don't even get to the fucking end, okay? The program, that's where I list off the movies, okay? Don't do anything my way. Don't do anything my way. And everything I'm talking about, okay, what am I fucking saying? If you comment, you're my guy. I'm just saying, I need to get a hold of your mother and be like, hey, your son is following a crazy person who is trying to create audiovisual abstract art in a medium. And I honestly don't think anyone's going to properly appreciate it for another 50 years. But this guy likes it now. And that's not a good sign for him and his studies. Okay. Whether he has an important, because if he doesn't have a job, it's like, yeah, dude, his life's going nowhere. He's watching my podcast. If he does have a job and he's like watching my podcast, he's like, fuck, he's fucking crazy. You know, sometimes people have high level jobs. Look at the president, you know, out of his fucking mind. Right. Next comment. Buddy sucks. That's closer to the fucking bone. You know, that's where I'm trying to aim for. I like it. I'm the heel of podcasting. You're supposed to watch it so you can be like, fuck this guy. And I'm like, acknowledge me. Fucking Roman Reigns on your ass. Next comment, pimp. Yeah, one of my buddies, B Marks, he always fucking comments that. He's like, pimp on everything. I'm like, thank you. Next comment, also one of the most disturbing comments I've ever gotten on my podcast. It says, I am a fan of yours. All right. This is a podcast where you watch it, okay, and you don't do what the host does or says, okay? This is not to be taken lightly. You want to be where I'm at? Sitting here with the biggest dick in the world ever? You want to sit here? What the fuck am I saying? I'm done with the fan comments for now. I'm going to record more next week. Thank you. Next segment. Welcome back to the Jordan Lear program. Welcome to the program, the segment proper where I list off everything I watched, everything I read, listened to, you know, my little compulsive list of movies I watch and things I read and things I listen, you know, I just said it. Movies, TV, documentaries, comic books, poetry. I try to be a well-rounded, artistic individual to learn about the world as you live through it. Otherwise, you get bored and you get stagnant and then you start saying, what's the point of it all? And to not ask those questions in your head, you just keep on learning because you don't want to get stuck in a loop of a hamster wheel, because then it's like, oh, I just watch sports at night and I go to my job and we're like, hey, I want to kick fucking the Chicago Bulls ass with my Detroit Pistons. I don't fucking, it's fine. There's simple things, and there are convenient things, but it's important to not always eat at McDonald's, even though sometimes I do. You want a burger that is a genuine, you know, eatery, like Yo-Yo up the street. Anyway, okay, here's movies. I keep watching 007 movies because I've never seen 007 movies, and I'm watching them, and they're just badass, man. They're all badass, and they got cool stunts, and it's fun to jump around the time period, whether it's Pierce Brosnan man in the 90s or Roger Moore in the 70s, 80s, or Sean Connery that kicked it all off, or fucking the Australian motherfucker who had one go at it. We'll get to that. Anyways, I've been casually watching them, so only parts stick out. I'll get to it. I watched Live and Let Die, one of the old ones. Oh, Live and Let Die's got the Paul McCartney song, the fucking Wings. So Live and Let Die, do do do, banana, that Guns N' Roses covered on Use Your Illusions 1 or 2. That was fucking great. They did a lot of covers. Anyways, I never realized that was from that movie. And given the way that movies go, or that James Bond series goes with the song accompanying it, and the song has always got it in the title. I should have looked this up, but I'm pretty sure it was written for that movie. Did not know that, mate. Sir Paul. Live and Let Die. Banana. Ba-da-doo. Burr, 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 burr. Then I watched Pierce Brosnan, Die Another Day, one of the later Pierce ones. I think that's like in 2002 or something. That's pretty cool. Is that the one with Madonna? Yeah, I think this one's got Madonna or Halle Berry, maybe both. Or no, Madonna, I think it's that one. Okay, and then I watched The Spy Who Loved Me, which, is that Roger Moore? Dude, I didn't realize how fucking cool this movie was, especially because I'm coming off of Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, which is so fucking good. But, like, the title, I thought it would be, like, a silly one, The Spy Who Loved Me, but it's, like, dude, it takes me to fucking the Tom Cruise stunts in Mission Impossible, because is it that the one with the skiing in it, The Spy Who Loved Me? It's got, like, oh, yeah, a dude skis off a fucking mountain cliff, and his parachute goes off, and he fucking lands and shit, and I'm watching it, and the way they're doing it with the angle and the old, you know, camera, I'm like, this shit looks real. Which makes it look real fucking scary. Like, he literally went off a fucking cliff. I look it up, and the guy fucking really did it, man. He really did it. Really. Whoosh. Back then, what year was this? This 70s or 60s? I should have wrote it down. It was amazing to watch. And it was touted as being a fucking crazy stunt, you know, at the time. Makes me respect... I already did. I love Tom Cruise. He's my dad. I love Mission Impossible. But I haven't been into, like, the Daniel Craig movies. I just haven't watched them. You know, any of these 007 movies. That's what this whole thing's been about. But it made me respect what Tom Cruise is keeping alive with, like, yeah, let's have this. Like, those, Tom Cruise got the best 007 movies these days. Gotta say. Anyways, it's a different thing. Then I watched On Her Majesty's Secret Service, which has George Lazenby. Is that his fucking name? The Australian guy who's like accidentally got the role. Oh, fucking George Lazenby. Okay, I'll tie this together because I also watched the documentary called Becoming Bond about him. He was an Australian guy that when Sean Connery didn't want the role anymore, he had played Bond a bunch of times. You know, kicked ass, and was like, yeah, I'm retired, I'm done, moving on, you know. John Connery's done a bunch of badass shit since then. And so they needed to find a new James Bond, and this guy got the role, a guy who had never acted before on screen, was only a model before then, he's an Australian dude, and he got the role this fucking crazy way, and he never played it again after that. He turned down a 6-picture deal after that, just did this one. And, okay, Becoming Bond, I got this whole thing recommended to me by fellow comic Macy Isaac, who I did Macy and Brian Burris and Avery McKinney's podcast Invade Decade a bunch of times where we talked about movies. She saw I was watching these and she's like, yo, you gotta watch Becoming Bond. And I'm so glad I did. This Australian, okay, like, imagine if you want to be James Bond. Like me, basically. Okay, I'm an actor, and I'm like, I want to be Cyclops. How do I become Cyclops? And my version of it is like, well, learn what film is. Go to see a film school and learn acting school. And just be the best at acting and get a bunch of headshots and do all this nice stuff and try to work your way and tell people you're this and study Cyclops and all this shit. And that ain't going to get you fucking nowhere. This dude... He was like, couldn't do shit, or could do shit, but like, you know, he was a mechanic, and he's like, oh, I think I can make more money as being a salesman, so he's doing that, and he was just basically this, like, manly dude who liked to sling dick and have fun, and he was cool, and he eventually sort of fell into modeling because someone thought he looked good, and they're like, yeah, you make some money doing modeling, and he just, like, booked all these gigs, and then one of his model friends, like, had an agent, you know, and the agent was interested in him and sent him to an audition for James Bond. And he, like, wasn't supposed to be there, but he, like, squeezed his way into fucking the casting director and told him some bullshit story. And the guy called him back and he told him another bullshit story about having to shoot a film, which he doesn't have to do. And anyway, the dude works his way up to a callback with the director. And he finally told the director, he's like, yeah, dude, I've never acted a day in my life. Just fooled all those fucking guys. And the director thought it was hilarious. And was like, all right, we're going to make this work. And they tested this guy out, you know, like they put him through the fucking ringer. Like they made him ride a horse. They made him do stunts like for like 4 months. They made him like swim, they made him do all these things to see if he could do it. And he was like a real dude. He's like, yeah, I can fucking do it. You know, he's like me. I can fucking do it. And he did it. They even brought a chick over to him, to his room one night with a dude. Dude walks in with him. He's like, yeah, go bang this chick. And the guy's like, all right. Like, he liked to sling dick, so he did. And the dude just watched. And he's like, yeah, we just had to check because we thought you were gay. Like, fuck. It's real. It's all in the documentary. Anyways, he gets a part of fucking Bond, and he's got like an Australian accent, and he's got to work on that. He really takes, you know, a voice coach for that shit, and voice coach, just like Drake Bell's dialogue coach, puts something in his mouth to make him talk right. Anywho, he's also okay. You know, James Bond walks out and shoots, you know, and then blood comes down the screen at the beginning of the movie. He was like fucking around whenever they went to shoot it, and he would like drop to a knee like a cowboy or shoot the wrong way, and they use his drop to the fucking knee for it, you know. Anyways, this documentary is incredible. Guy's got full of heartache about, you know, the one that got away, chick he fucking left behind, and he turned out, they wanted to offer him like 6 pictures, but it was the thing where they really controlled his life and it wasn't paying that much. It was just $1 million under the table. He's like, fuck that. And gets like blacklisted from Hollywood after that, obviously, for turning down the role. Because he's like, oh, I'll just make other movies and shit. And he grew out a beard and seemed like he lived a very fucking happy life after that. He's like, yeah, fucking, it was great. I got to do it. It's a big hit. And I went and did a bunch of badass shit after that. Sold real estate and had a family. I was very happy. Glad I didn't caught up in any bullshit. I think that guy, that's my favorite Bond. That's a fucking, and he did the movie. He really did it. And he fucking kicked ass. And he did like most all of his stunts, a ton of them. Fucking just did it. And banged all the chicks too. All of them. They thought it was great. They thought it was, they loved him. I don't know. Good fucking documentary. Whatever. Oh, I last watched View to a Kill. Yeah. I've got some more Bond ones I'll probably keep flipping through. But that one had Christopher Walken. There's always a cool villain. Someone, you're like, oh, Bond is cool because it's a whole genre of itself. You know? Even, you know, it blends. There's a Venn diagram where it blends with Mission Impossible, obviously, and action and stuff. But it's got its own library, same as Mission Impossible, where it's like, okay, you're kind of your own genre too, you know. This, it's a franchise, you know, but it's a franchise that has set a bunch of tropes that are used in many different films, whether it's the turn to shoot and the blood coming down, or just the gadgets, or, you know, you could be watching a comedy and maybe the comedy, the guy's got a guy, his friend on the other end being like, oh, do this, turn right, or say this to her, and, you know, it all, things go back to the secret agent, you know. It's cool. More movies I watched. Watch My Dinner with Andre. This movie. You gotta be careful, because every time I'm watching movies about existentialism, I'm like, oh, what's going on in your head, Jordan? You do know? Up to it, fine. My Dinner with Andre, this Wallace Shawn like independent film where he talks with this real like playwright friend of his from back in the day, and they talk about all sorts of shit about the meanings of life and society and art and what's real there. And it's just interesting. It's like made in like the 60s or 70s, and they're saying so much that is just applied today, and I don't know if that's good or bad. It kind of feels weird, like we're in a dumb cycle, because they're talking about how no one goes to the theater then. The only good theaters, or the only thing that sells, is dumb commercialism. And it's like, yeah, it's the same story we're still fucking stuck in. I don't know. My Dinner with Andre. That is a good fucking one. I have a there's a scene in this that is like the antithesis to the podcast, where the dude goes, he's like, I have a friend who doesn't watch TV, doesn't watch movies, doesn't read articles, doesn't watch the news, doesn't do anything, and his life is better all because of it. Could be. Oh, it's that. These movies all kind of go together, actually. Count of Monte Cristo. Count of Monte Cristo is so fucking cool. With Jim Caviezel, that's his name, and Guy Pearce, based on the book by Alexandre Dumas, maybe my favorite book of all time. Maybe. Count of Monte Cristo, a book about a man who's falsely imprisoned, and while in prison for many years, learns how to be a fucking James Bond, basically, and gets out and has all these riches and takes revenge on everyone who fucking was shitty to him and put him in jail. God, Monte Cristo is so badass. It's about digging through dirt and then getting out of prison, getting your lady back, and then being like, fuck y'all, I just wanted to watch the world burn. Then Office Space. It's funny. I've always watch Office Space whenever I get a job. You know, it's, you know, most everyone's job is some, like, office job these days. It's like the world you live in. You work in an office of some sort. And his whole thing in that movie is like, he's going crazy. We're not supposed to live like this. And, the movie ends with him getting a construction job and be like, yeah, I'm getting exercise. I'm working outside. I'm, you know, good, honest day's work. And he feels good about it. It's flipped the other. And it's weird because I'm working in construction now, I'm working in roofing. And I'm like, I'm at the end of the movie now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm at the end of the fucking... I'm Peter Gibbons, and the credits are about to roll. Check out this chick on Channel 9, man! I love it. That and Time Bandits. I put on this random English fucking trip. Any sort of... I'm loving the fucking movies from the 80s with the visual effects with a crazy man where... It's just weird, like Power Rangers looking shit in a film or... hard to describe what I'm talking about. Very digital 80s where you kind of see the painting digitally. Watch Time Bandits. Alright, what else do I... Oh, okay, comic book. Getting back in my comic book game. Went to the library. I read Wolverine Gambit. I'm trying, you know, there's no movies left. So you get two fucking movies a year. And this year will be Deadpool and Wolverine. So I'm trying to get on theme, and I get my X-Men going, which takes me to television. X-Men 97. Do I need to say it again? X-Men 97 is so good. It's so beautiful. I don't know how they know how to write it so trippy the way it needs to be. Because if I was doing it, I would probably make a little bit more straightforward movie-looking story narrative. But the 90s X-Men show was always like kind of, what's the word, like ethereal and a little bit trippy, fucking on the astral plane type shit. And also just like in the drawing and the presentation of it, like a blending... I don't know how they plan, how it fucking, you go into like one character's eye or whatever, and then the background changes into some other scene, but it's tilting in this 2D way. I don't even know how to fucking describe what I'm talking about. X-Men 97. That's why I keep getting up every week. I only had 6 episodes so far, and I want like 30. Never stop making them, please. Do I need to fucking... send flowers to every person who's ever worked at Disney to please plead with them. Let me in the Illuminati and keep making X-Men 97. Make X-Men 98. 99. X-Men 2000 and 1 and 2 and 3, 4, 5. Are they going to do that? Are they gonna just, oh, that's a good idea. Then I started falling asleep to Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Never really watched before. I've been watching The Next Generation and the fucking OG one before that. I'm like, okay, I'll keep the fucking... Is there one between there? When does Voyager come the fuck in and Discovery? And I don't know. It's cool. I've seen so much Star Trek and I couldn't tell you shit about it. I really have. And maybe I could. tell you some shit, but like, I've really watched and enjoyed a lot of Star Trek, and I couldn't tell you most of the fucking characters' names or what anyone's doing or where they're going. Or I get it. It just looks cool. That's why I do it, so I can get mindless on fucking Star Trek. Now, live, 2 weeks ago I watched WrestleMania 40, and I forgot to talk about it because, whatever. It gets to be a long fucking podcast. But my OCD makes me need to pop it in somewhere. So can I just say that it's fantastic. It's fantastic to see them get it right, you know? WrestleMania is a two-night affair. It's not just a bunch of bullshit, like, oh, let's have some dope matches. Like, they really planned out the story, you know, not to use that word too much, because, oh, Cody Rhodes has got a fucking complete story. They did, though. You got The Rock planned that shit perfectly, because you're expecting different things. You don't know if, like, Triple H is going to get involved or some shit. And you got The Rock come out there. You got John Cena come out there. And then you got The Rock get stopped by The Undertaker, you know? Because The Rock's doing this whole fucking gimmick where he's the final boss, you know? And they're really pumping this up how it's like a video game. It's like, dude, this WWE is Shakespeare. It's so fucking good. It's peak Shakespeare. They built him up like a video game. And everyone knew you were going to have all these run-ins. Because the beauty of pro wrestling is when someone fucking shows up. So Cody and Roman are fighting. They get interrupted by one of the Usos. The other Uso comes out and kicks his ass. They're fighting. And then Solo comes out and fucking is kicking some ass and beating up and double, you know. And then John Cena comes out to even the score against him. And then The Rock, the final boss. Oh, I'm here to fucking... Prah. And then you hear Dong. And you're like, fuck. And they've just... Story-wise, they're finding a way to incorporate everyone, because it's a fucking story, and there's a way you can get, like, these old-as-fuck guys who really shouldn't be wrestling anymore. Even The Rock, dude. The Rock's getting old. He doesn't need to be fucking taking bumps, dude. I can watch his big-ass muscles, and it can be enough. But Undertaker comes out, and he's like, okay, maybe you're the final boss, but... Like, they really established, like, this is a spiritual thing. And spiritually, in this universe, Undertaker is God still. It's just a different fucking level. As Daniel Cormier would say, there are levels to this shit, bro. Okay? And although The Rock might be the greatest wrestler of all fucking time, and we can have that argument next to Rey Mysterio and Shawn Michaels and Hulk Hogan and Stone Cold Steve Austin and Bret the Hitman Hart, and we can talk about who's the best and Andre the fucking Giant, all this shit. Doesn't matter. We always know who is above. Same as the man who puts you below the dead man, the Undertaker. Rest in. Peace. Did I do it? Did I do the eyes rolling? Fucking hurts. Should be doing this shit. I love pro wrestling. Pro wrestling loves me, finally. That's the thing. I've always loved pro wrestling, but now it feels like pro wrestling loves me. I always believed that wrestling could be fucking good, man. Didn't want to be boring with too many stupid champions you don't fucking give a fuck about, and everyone's getting shit on in the locker room of his fan. I knew. I always loved pro wrestling. But now pro wrestling loves me. It's real. I don't need my parents if I have wrestling, you fucking fuck. Bring back the bra and panties match, though. I liked it more when the women were being sexualized and less whenever it's about their athletic ability. Get that shit out of here. Meisner. completed the 2-year program under Bill Alderson. Wet. That's how I talk shit to other actors. I do a crying scene, and then I go out, leave the audition, and I walk out and I look at all the other blonde motherfuckers that look like me trying to go out for the comedy role, and I go, wet. I love talking shit about acting to other actors because they don't know what to do about it. I've been auditions before where people started like asking about their agents, and I go, I'm actually the fastest actor in the world. And they go, what? And I go, yeah, I've been timed. And they go, what do you mean? I go, actually, you know, I've had world record. I got timed before I'm fast at it. they get worried. Like, who do you know? What's your email? What's their email? I'm like, I'm talking bullshit, you dumb. You so... Yikes. That's how people talk to me about power tools sometimes. Like, what, you don't fucking know what a demolition gun is? Book, I'm reading The Picture of Dorian Gray. Come out with that. Picture of Dorian Gray just got good because it just got to where the painting is changing and he's wondering if it's because he's a piece of shit. And it is, Dory. Finding Dory. Also read The 48 Laws of Power, but I'm not supposed to talk about it because it's part of my big takeover, according to the book. Oh, and poetry. I got this a modern poetry book. It's National Poetry Month. I'm reading Natalie Wee, Beast at Every Threshold. First poem I read was about her getting humped by her neighbor's dog or some shit. It was great. More of that. Be on the lookout. All right, man. That's enough podcasting. I said enough things. Honestly, I want to go make a sandwich and fucking get on with my four. Oh, it's 420. Get out there, smoke your weed, and eat it. Don't do that. It's bad for it. It's a gateway drug. It'll lead you to meth and heroin, which will lead you to death, which we will all get to eventually anyways, because that's how life works. So play your cards the way you want to fucking play them. Live the life you want to live. Be beautiful. Be ugly. And if you're ugly, be as ugly as you can be. In a beautiful way. Don't do anything stupid. Don't listen to me, by the way. No one listen to me. Like and subscribe, but don't listen to this shit. Alright, man. Jordan their program. 85. I don't know what UFC was 85. I can't fucking remember. I feel like it was in England, Michael Bisping or some shit. I don't know. I could be wrong, but...
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna keep doing drugs forever, but I'm done hanging out with people that do drugs. I gotta try to quit hanging out with losers, and I'm serious. I'm not gonna hang out here either. I'm just gonna pop in, do this stuff, I'm gonna take off. I'm like, I gotta quit hanging out with future suicide victims, guys. I love comics so much, but they keep killing themselves every fucking, you know. You stick around this game, you'll get a good 2 to 3 a year. You'll get 2 to 3 a year, they'll come on. Be hard. That'd be tough. The hardest part about watching comics kill themselves is just holding back the notion to type, oh, that guy was never nice to me though. Fuck. Oh, it's hard to tell people. You know, someone meets something, they're nice, they love him, they're like, oh, he killed himself, he was so nice. I'm like, not to me, man. Whatever. Do your drugs, do your comedy. I wish I had something more positive. I'm doing construction. I'm almost dying every day, and I feel alive. Okay. Thank you guys so much. Thank you. I swear to good gosh, I didn't fucking plan this, but that numerology shit I was talking about, how I added up the shit just now, 420 plus 69 plus 316 does equal 805. And I'm like, what's it mean? 8 plus 5 is 13. What's 8 of this? And I'm editing together the podcast. I'm going to put this as the last fucking clip you're going to listen to or whatever. And all those numbers add up to 805. 85. This is episode 85. I swear to good gosh, I didn't even plan on fucking talking about 420 and weed when I started this podcast, really, or six, whatever. Just ranting and rambling, and that's pretty fucking cool, man. Holy shit, it's episode 85. They added up to, I didn't plan this shit. Fucking cool, man. Or weird, I don't know. The 13's super weird, what the fuck? Fuck. I don't know.